is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
Investigation call. More snow. I'm Christopher Cruz. Democrats in Congress want the president's national security advisor's phone call with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. to be investigated. There is some question as to whether Michael Flynn talked about sanctions during the call, which took place while Barack Obama was still president. Such conversations would be illegal. President Trump was asked about the call on Air Force One Friday.
I don't know about it. I haven't seen it. What report is that?
A Trump administration official reportedly told the Associated Press that Flynn, quote, can't be certain sanctions were not discussed during the call. And most of the Northeast is preparing for more snow tomorrow into Monday, including blizzards in some areas of northern Maine. Get ready. I'm Christopher Cruz. President Trump says he may stop federal funds from being sent to so-called sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officers. But his director of Homeland Security says he doesn't have a clue what the definition of a sanctuary city is. John Kelly made the comment to law enforcement officials on a tour of the border with Mexico Friday. Ford says it will spend $1 billion over 5 years to take over a robotics startup.
Ford wants to acquire more of the expertise needed to reach its ambitious goal of having a fully driverless vehicle on the road by 2021. The announcement comes just a few months after the Pittsburgh startup Argo Al was created by two alumni of Carnegie Mellon University's robotics program. I'm Bill Michaels.
Rescuers this morning are continuing their grim search of cracked buildings in the southern Philippines. They are looking for more victims of yesterday's magnitude 6.5 earthquake. At least six people have died. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and have suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For free information, call Injury Help Desk now. Call 800-416-4410. 800-416-4410.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
After a long fight, lawsuits by the state of Rhode Island against former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling and his failed video game company have been resolved.
A judge in Rhode Island has approved a $16 million settlement between the state and Schilling's failed company, 38 Studios. That ends a lawsuit over the state's failed $75 million deal with the former Boston Red Sox star. Schilling moved his company from Massachusetts to Rhode Island back in 2010 thanks to a $75 million loan guarantee. The company then went bankrupt. Combined settlements in the case total about $61 million. There are still lawsuits pending between the government and Wells Fargo and the Economic Development Agency, who the Securities and Exchange Commission says made misleading statements about bonds used to fund the deal. A tentative settlement of that suit is waiting for SEC approval. I'm John Stolness.
Former L.A. Lakers star Magic Johnson says he's working to become, quote, the guy who calls the shots for the team. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
For today, look for patches of drizzle, otherwise cloudy skies with a high temperature near 60. Tonight, a slight chance of a scattered shower or two, otherwise cloudy skies, a low of 55 degrees. And then for your Sunday, scattered showers continue with a high temperature near 70, gusts up to 20. Overnight Sunday, a 40% chance of showers with a low near 34. For the VLT Local Late Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Thanks for waking up with us this morning. We're excited to be here. We've got a great show ahead for you. Next week, in case you've forgotten, Tuesday is Valentine's Day. Don't forget your sweetheart. I talked to my sweetheart and we just talked about doing a little cards, maybe a little dinner or something. Just no big deal. It doesn't have to be a big deal, guys. Just show her that you love her and that you know her. And that will be a very memorable Valentine's for your Valentine. So if you're just joining us, and I know you are because we just came on, we're very, very happy to be the most listened to show on the weekends on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Thanks for that. I hope you're pouring your first cup of hot coffee, maybe a little PG tips tea, whatever your favorite beverage is. We want you to sit back and enjoy the show today. First up, we have Ivanka Landis and her partner slash husband, David Landis, in studio live this morning. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Miss Dawn.
You doing okay?
Oh, wonderful.
Good. Yes. We're all excited. We just found out that we've got some things coming up this weekend. We have some things in common again, as always. And we want to share some of the new stuff that's coming on in real estate with you today. Ivanka Landis is with Realty Executives, and the name of her group is Ivanka Sells Real Estate. So it's the Ivanka Landis Group, right? Landis Team. You got all this information on this card.
Yes.
And these guys get it. They really get it. I want to talk about, first of all, what buyers need to know. There's been a shift in real estate, and a lot of us are aware of that, but we may not be aware of how that affects us as a buyer, because things have changed from just 2 years ago, really.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, it has. The biggest thing is that it's not a buyer's market anymore. It's a seller's market.
Right.
And so a lot of people are now just figuring that out. Mm-hmm. When they go out to show properties and when they start putting in contracts and stuff like that, they see that the negotiations are different now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. And I have friends that have recently purchased homes, and they were saying to me that, you know, they had to learn that lesson because they lost a few houses.
Yes.
That they really wanted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way God is, he brings you something even better. But
yes.
He and his family had to learn that they had to get on it. You couldn't, kind of think about it for a week because it'd be gone. Mm-hmm. Or you couldn't lowball the offer.
That's true.
Unless it's, you know, you got comps to back it up and you know that, you know, whatever, it needs a ton of work or something.
Right.
But really, the lowball idea is really kind of off the plate right now, isn't it?
It is. A lot of buyers think that you can lowball it and always just go up, up, up. But sellers want you to be educated when you're putting in an offer. So you know that, okay, time is money on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So you should always put an offer in, a solid offer that, you know, the comps are there. You can see what that house is worth.
Mm.
And when you're wanting different things of the other terms, you can't lowball the price because at the end of the day, a seller only looks at their net.
Right. Right, because that's what they're waiting for. That's
exactly.
That's what they need to move on.
Exactly.
All right, so you talk about, this is something that long time ago, I dabbled in real estate for a little while.
Did you?
And we would never give out the addresses of the houses that we would list because we wanted to take that person through the house.
Right.
Well, that's changed a lot, where now you really want and encourage people to drive by the homes that they want to see what kind of area it is, you know, if they like it. What else do you tell them to look for?
The biggest thing is, the reason why I say to buyers to drive by homes, because if you like the outside, most likely you'll like the inside.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. Some people say, well, you know what? I live in a house. You know, I don't care what my yard looks like. But if it's on a hill and, you know, you think groceries, bringing the kids in when bad weather, that's the reason why I tell people to ride by, just to make sure, look around the neighborhood, see if it's a neighborhood, if you have children. See if you see kids out to make sure that your kids have someone to play with.
Yeah.
Those type things, when you ride by there, you can see a lot from the outside.
And you're going to see, you know, how much it would take to bring it up to what you might want
exactly.
as opposed to the way it is. You know, and right now it's kind of hard because I don't think real estate outside looks as good as it can or will in the spring, obviously.
Exactly.
So it's kind of hard to see through some of that. You're not really sure if they just didn't clear things at, you know, in the fall, or if that really is, all that stuff really is weeds. You know,
well,
it's hard to tell.
The good thing is the curb appeal. You can look at, you know, the flower beds, they may not be cleaned out and everything, but you can look and see if it's going to be low maintenance.
Yes.
If it's, you know, big flower beds, that type thing, you know, that you just don't have time for, or if you're a person that has that green thumb that can grow it all, you know, then you can get those type curb appeals.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. If you have questions about real estate today, we have Ivanka Landis in the house this morning, and we are going to be talking more about this. Let's talk about working with an agent that's knowledgeable. You know, how am I going to find, I mean, I know you.
Right.
But not everybody knows you. So how does a person, especially a young person that's just getting into this, everybody knows an agent. But
that's true.
That, you know, that is not necessarily the agent for you.
Yes.
And the agent that knows your area that you're looking in. How do I know that? How do I find that out?
The great thing about online and all the different real estate websites, they have reviews. So all agents, if they are really getting their reviews from their clients and all that, they should have a base of what kind of history that they, you know, have with their clients in the past, that you can judge it by that. And that's how you know if, you know, if this is more a buyer's agent, or if this is more a listing agent, or if they do both.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so they, you know, people really do specialize today in being a buying agent or a selling agent.
They do.
Typically.
They do.
Okay.
We do both sides because we really love what we do, and it's a different, they're two different type clients.
Yes.
So, and we like them both, so we do them both. But some agents just specialize in just buyers and buyers only, and then listings for sellers only.
Okay. So. But you can't specialize, to me, well, to me, but
okay.
I'm not a realtor.
Okay.
It seems like it'd be hard to specialize in every area. So
no.
how do you do that? How do I, if I sat you down and said, where do you sell the most real estate?
Okay.
And you weren't in my area.
Right.
But I liked you.
Right.
So
how do you know that?
If I really wanted someone that really specialized in my area.
Okay.
How do I find that person?
Okay, let's say for a buyer's.
There you go.
Okay, let's talk about a buyer.
Right.
Okay, on what I was saying pertaining to me, I like to do both. But my daughter's like a buyer's agent. Okay, she likes buyers.
Okay.
You know, she does lists, but not much.
Okay.
She really likes buyers. And so if you really look at their reviews, you'll see that, like with my daughters, you'll see mostly buyers, and that's how you can judge it. And another thing is that on, like on Zillow.com, they have some of it broke down that way
oh,
for
okay.
you to know. So that's okay. one way you can find out by area.
Okay. So Zillow's an option.
It is.
And where else would I look for reviews?
Realtor.com.
Realtor.com. Mm-hmm. Realtor.
Yes. And homes.com.
Homes.com. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. And we can search down to local areas on these sites.
You can. You can. They're Trulia and Zillow merged, but Trulia still.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Zillow owns Trulia now.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but Trulia is still up. You
separately.
Know, separately.
Okay.
So you still can look on there as well, but they're still one company.
Okay.
One thing that people need to consider when they're, you know, in the process of trying to identify an agent is talk to several different agents, interview them.
Mm.
A lot of times you can read reviews, you can look up statistics, but you don't know if a realtor is truly knowledgeable about your area and your needs until you sit down and have a good conversation with them. You can learn so much mm-hmm. just by a 10-minute conversation.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. That's a real good point.
Or just call them.
Yeah.
Call them and just talk to them. An agent should have 5 to 10 minutes at any time to talk to a new opportunity.
Sure.
If they don't, you don't need that agent.
Sure, sure.
You know, that type thing.
All right. The other mysterious thing that buyers need to know is that a seller does not have to pay the closing costs. And we're going to come back and talk more about that. We're also taking your calls at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. More coming back with the Landis Group on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Are you a news junkie looking for a fix?
Oh, yeah.
We've got you covered. 27 local newscasts every weekday on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
John Gardner and his team at Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply can help you navigate this wild weather we've been having in this winter / spring / I'm not sure what it's called, but they do. They know exactly how to take care of your lawn and your landscape needs. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, located on Balm Drive in Bearden, just off of North Shore. They have a new showroom, lots of goodies there, lots of equipment. They even have a full parts and service center for all your Toro needs, both residential and commercial zero turns. Come by where the professionals buy. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, located at 6305 Balm Drive. Or call 588-1993, 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we are live with the Landis team from Realty Executives, and we are ready to go talking about buyers today. This is a buyer's show. The thing that we talked about just before we took the break was that sellers don't have to pay a buyer's closing costs, and how to maybe give yourself a little insurance that they might be willing to. So how do we do that?
The biggest thing is that you have to know that a seller looks at their net. Mm. So the good thing about a buyer, they don't have to pay any commissions. So, but the seller does. The seller has to pay their commission.
Right.
So if you're asking them to pay your closing costs, and I hear buyers say all the time, well, I heard on TV or I heard online, you know, make the seller pay your closing costs. You can't make someone pay your closing costs. It's your closing costs and everything. But a lot of sellers are very good at helping with a closing cost, even if they can't pay at all. Mm. They will help you if you give a reasonable offer. So when you're writing an offer, keep that in mind, is that that's not just a made up number. Mm-hmm. That truly comes off a seller's gross amount.
Yeah.
So if you want your closing costs paid, and I would say I would want closing costs paid because that's less money coming out of your pocket. There's so many expenses when you first move in your first home mm-hmm. that you need to weigh your options on that part.
Okay. So really what you're saying is if you want the seller to consider paying your closing costs, escalate your offer a little bit, even yes. if it's above full asking price, so that you as a buyer can roll it into your mortgage.
Well, no.
If
say you did a full price offer,
mm-hmm.
and you said full price minus closing cost, okay? So you're not rolling anything in the mortgage,
okay?
You're just saying, okay, I'm going to pay you full price. You pay my closing costs instead of you taking an amount off of the price, but then you have to come with your closing costs. Well, that's still in your savings. So it's still money that's coming out of your pocket. So you'll have a down payment plus a closing cost that you have to come up with versus if you do it the way I'm telling you to do it, is that you only have one, the down payment.
Right, right.
Exactly.
So,
but there is, I will say, Don, you're right. So there is some situations that when it's a high demand type house location,
mm-hmm.
you know, people are going way above asking price.
I've heard
just
that.
To make sure. You
they
know,
get
we're, yeah, we're getting 7-8 offers on
wow.
houses. It's unreal right now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And inventory is low, so that's what makes
yes.
that demand so high.
I know. I hear that all the time. Inventory is so low.
It is.
And this was all predicted back in 2008.
Yes. Yes.
That we would have a shortage of housing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we have a shortage of housing
mm-hmm.
exactly. We have what we have is a shortage of homes that are for sale.
Yes.
On the market. Homes on the market.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But you can say from 2014, we had 8,000 houses on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, some of those, a lot of those were foreclosures, but now the last time I looked, it was 2,300.
Whoa.
That's how much of a difference.
That's a 75% reduction.
Yes. So if you
Whoa.
Look at that
yeah.
and you're going out to look at homes, you know, you really don't have a lot to pick from.
All right. So when you're looking at homes in this market
okay.
as a buyer,
yes.
there's a couple things that you need to make sure that you have in place. Let's
okay.
talk about that.
First, I would say you need to get pre-approved.
Okay. Now, what does pre-approved mean? Because I've heard a lot of different answers.
Pre-approved.
On that.
To me, pre-qualified, pre-approved, that's the same thing. Basically, what you're doing is you're calling a lender,
mm-hmm.
a lender, bank, whatever, credit union, that type thing, and you're asking them to pre-approve you for an amount for a mortgage.
Okay.
Okay, and when they pre-approve you, they basically take an application on you. You give them permission to pull your credit,
okay.
You give them some information about your income, and basically they can tell you by the information you give plus your credit if they can approve you at that moment. If there's a few things that you may need to clean up.
Okay, so they'll advise you.
Yes.
Okay.
Most really good lenders that will advise you. If there's something that, you know, you need to clean up and you could clean up pretty quickly.
Yes.
You know, even if you can get pre-approved now, they may say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and pre-approve you. But if I was you, I would go ahead and clean up these two things on your credit because you'll get a better rate.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And rate is everything.
It's really all about the rate.
Oh, it is.
Especially right now. Let's grab that rate because we know it's going to inch up.
Yes.
Chances are as things progress in a positive direction,
mm-hmm.
which they seem to be.
The rates are already rising.
Are they?
They are.
Mm-mm-mm.
And another thing I'll say is that with your rate, your rate is one thing, but when you're moving in that direction, that affects your payment.
Yes.
So if you say, okay, my budget is this, you know, and I want to stay in this line right here, you really need to get pre-approved. And a lender cannot lock your rate until you're under contract.
Really?
And that's what people don't know. You know, yes, a lender can't do that. So you have to have an accepted contract. Then they can lock you, but not when you get a pre-approval. People say, well, I got pre-approved and my rate, they can't lock you then.
Oh, so the rate can shift, which could throw you out of a home.
It could. It could.
Possibly.
And it could. And that's the more reason for you to find your home that you would like and then make an offer and get it done.
Right.
That type of thing.
All right. So the other thing is, I think the pre-approval allows you the opportunity to say, okay, this is what I can afford. So this is where I'm going to, this is what I'm going to look for.
Yes.
If I'm approved for a $300,000 house.
Yes.
I really shouldn't be looking at $400,000.
Exactly.
Because you're going to be disappointed.
Yes.
You're not going to get what you need. And people aren't going to come down 25% anymore.
No.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, it's not. And another thing is with that price, you know, you may get approved for $200,000. They may run some numbers for you, you know, for as an estimate of payment.
Right.
Then you may say, well, you know what? I need to buy a $180,000 house because that'll meet my budget.
Right.
So at least you know, okay, I can go all the way up to $200,000.
Right.
But I really need to stay at $180,000.
See,
you know,
I love that, Ivanka, because to me, that is called living within your means.
It is.
I qualified for a much different payment than I actually wanted.
Okay.
And they told me I qualified for X, which is way up here. And I said, you're crazy. I don't want a house payment that big.
Exactly.
Because there are too many other things in my life with my family that I want to do.
Yes.
And it's not all about living for my home.
It's not. It's
at least
it's what
me.
They call house poor. Because
yes.
All you're doing is making a mortgage, can't go on vacation. But another thing, let me make one point, is that when you get pre-approved, you'll get a pre-approval letter. So when your agent, whoever you go through, needs to put your pre-approval letter with your contract and your earnest money, so that makes you stronger. So if a seller sees three contracts sitting here, but you're sitting here with a pre-approval, your earnest money check in hand, everything, that makes a seller want to go to that buyer because that buyer did what it takes to.
Yeah, they get it. They're ready.
Yeah, ready to go.
And chances are
they're going to get their money faster.
Well, they're going to get their money faster, but the realtor has prepared them.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So that tells you that on both sides, you have a better chance of getting that to closing.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's huge because if you've got someone that, you know, let's talk about first buyers, first time buyers.
Okay.
You know, we get all excited about our first home.
Yes.
And sometimes we may have expectations that aren't exactly real.
Yes.
So
that is true. And I tell people, if they're a first-time home buyer, I'll walk you from the beginning to the end. First, let's see what's your criteria? Mm-hmm. What area do you want to live in? That type thing. And I tell people, in your first home, you're not going to get every single thing
that
you want. But you should get most of it. But let's both be realistic. Work together and try to find a home that you can grow. And then, you know, your next house, mm-hmm. then you can get more things.
Right.
But just know that you're not going to get everything you want mm-hmm. unless you're going to pay top dollar. And, you know, you still may not get it.
The other thing that you say, and I think this is interesting, is look at 10 houses or less.
The reason why.
Whoa.
The reason why I say that, okay, when you think about the inventory,
yes.
okay, 10 houses or less, if an agent really listens to you, what you need, mm-hmm. not what they want you to have,
mm-hmm.
what you need for your family and the area,
mm-hmm.
they should be able to find your house in 10 houses or less. Now, am I saying, okay, there's times that you may look at how more than 10 houses, most definitely, because mm-hmm. sometimes you can go out of the houses you're looking at and you think, oh, well, I thought, you know, that's going to fit my family, but it's not. So you have to re-pull. I'm not saying you can't look at more than 10,
right.
but if you have an educated agent that can basically guide you that way, mm-hmm. you should be able to do it in 10 houses or less. Believe it or not, people buy. Even if they look at that many houses, a lot of times they go back to the very first home.
Isn't that funny?
I sell a lot of homes on the very first home.
Wow. Well, 10 houses doesn't sound like a lot, but if you look through 10 houses,
that's a lot.
That's a lot of houses.
You get confused.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, the biggest thing is, you know, I like, really, is five houses or less, okay?
Yeah.
But some people think, oh my gosh, it's not enough. It's mm-hmm. just not enough.
Well, they're afraid they're going to miss something.
Exactly, exactly. But if you look at more than 10, okay, so your first or second house is going to be gone by the time you get back to that.
That's right.
You know,
yeah,
till you get up
market.
To the 10.
Yeah.
You think about it.
Yeah.
So you look at the inventory, yeah. 10 houses is a lot of houses.
Mm.
But I mean, some people want to look at 30, 40 houses. I can't even imagine.
Something to keep in mind when you look at that many houses. A lot of times you'll realize that the first one or two, three houses that you saw is actually the one for you. But by the time you're done looking at 10, 15, 20 houses, you go back to that first, second house and you decide you want to put an offer in and it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's happened to, like I said, a lot of my friends have recently purchased properties
mm-hmm.
and it happened to them several times before, really several times.
And then you're chasing.
Before they caught on that I can't do this. This is not like the last time I bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
In this market, it's if you see it, you better buy it today because it really might not be there tomorrow. And it sounds like coming from a realtor,
yes.
you know, it sounds like, oh, you're trying to just, you know, get me to write an offer. Well, if it's the right house for
right.
you, we want you to write the offer.
Yeah.
But I'm not a realtor and mm-hmm. I have heard this from my friends that have learned this the hard way.
Oh, yes.
So that's one of the things that we bring to on this program is truth. With people that are honest, that are in the business all the time.
Yes.
We want to hear from you at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Believe it or not, the home buying season is already heating up. The truth is, it never cooled down. This is Roger McGee with People's Home Equity Knoxville, and what you need to know is there are more buyers in the market than homes to be purchased right now. It is critical that you begin your home search fully approved for your home loan. People's Home Equity can help you accomplish that. Make sure your money is ready when you start your home search. Call us today at 934-1400 or find us online at peopleshomeequityknoxville.com. Good people deserve great advice.
Millennials and commercial real estate. How could those two things go together? Maribel Cola of NAI Knoxville knows how. NAI Knoxville is East Tennessee's leading specialist in commercial real estate. Maribel, bring those two things together for us.
As you know, Halloran, members of the millennial generation have been coming into their own in the workforce. And because of the size of that group, this trend is going to grow for many years.
What does that have to do with commercial real estate?
When it comes to workspaces, millennials aren't looking for the same things that baby boomers did. For instance, getting the corner glass office is no longer such a big deal. Space has to be designed instead for collaboration on projects, and the demand for parking lots will change. Millennials use other sources of transportation, bikes and Uber and walking.
Are you saying there's hope for folks like us to get better parking spots?
Surround yourself with a bunch of millennials, and that just might happen.
NAI Knoxville, commercial real estate experts around the corner and around the world.
Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Many homeowners are not aware that about 14 professional trades are involved with a typical kitchen remodeling project. Would you know who to call, how to manage those trades, and how to keep them on budget? Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. We have the systems in place to design, manage, and complete your home remodeling project. Expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
We'll keep a 20% chance of rain or drizzle in the forecast today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 60. Tonight, we'll see scattered showers. Also, cloudy skies, a low temperature of 55 degrees. For your Sunday, scattered showers continue with a high near 70. Overnight Sunday, a 40% chance of showers with a low near 34. From the Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we're with the Landis team this morning. Ivanka Landis and David Landis are in the house, and we are live. Just happy to have you both here. It's always such a joy to have you here. If you want to see what's going on in real estate, you can go to YvonkaSellsRealEstate.com. Ivanka, Y-V-O-N-N-C-A.
sellsrealestate.com or call her on her cell number, which is 660-1186. 865-660-1186. I also have another announcement for you. Next Saturday, the Kitchen Master Series continues. This time, we are going to have an interior designer in. We're going to be talking about appliances, and we're going to have a countertop specialist in. And then I will be hosting the event for you, explaining how a general contractor brings value to that. And how confusing, you'll see how confusing a kitchen remodeling project can be to get it in the proper order. We're very excited. It's going to be at Friedman's Appliances, located on Kingston Pike, just across from the Kroger Shopping Center at Cedar Bluff, 9 to 11. And you register by going to kitchenmasterseries.com. kitchenmasterseries.com, a kitchen remodeling workshop for homeowners like you. All right, just excited. It's such a great event, and Ivanka's going to come.
Yes.
So you'll get to meet Ivanka.
Yes.
And I do hope you'll stop by and say hi. We're going to be live next Saturday in studio, or not in studio, in Friedman's, talking about the Kitchen Master Series. So it's going to be
exciting.
It is very exciting. It's a one-of-a-kind opportunity for you to talk to professionals.
Yes.
About your kitchen projects. All right. We're going to go back to real estate now because we have the real estate guru in the house. And we're going to talk about what loans are out there, because things have changed. And we're going to have a very exciting piece at the very end of this segment. So you want to listen carefully. All right, let's talk about loans that are out there and what kinds of down payments we can expect.
Okay. There's three traditional type loans out there. First one is conventional.
Okay.
3% down. As low as 3% down.
Wow.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
You have to have a 680 score above.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Then you have FHA. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's 3.5% down. And that's more for a lot of first-time home buyers. That credit scores may not be as high.
Okay.
That's what FHA mostly is for that buyer that maybe hasn't built that many trade lines yet.
Okay.
But they want to buy a home. FHA is geared towards that.
What about somebody that went through like a foreclosure or a bankruptcy, something like that? Is FHA going to finance that?
You have to be out 3 years.
3 years.
3 years from the time. It used to be 3 years flat. Now it's 3 years from the time on the foreclosure part. 3 years from the time the house got foreclosed and sold.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, so sold.
Oh,
too.
Yes. A lot of lenders going to that okay. It has to be sold.
Okay.
And so that's because they go by that date.
Gotcha.
On the bankruptcy, you have to be out 3 years from the discharge date.
Yeah, okay.
Not when you filed.
Okay.
A lot of people think it's when you filed.
Right.
It's when it's discharged.
Okay. That's a very important date.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So 3% down conventional is the minimum you can get today.
Mm-hmm.
3.5% FHA. Now, FHA used to have something called points. Are they still?
Well, they have a mortgage premium.
Okay.
And that's an upfront premium that is stacked on top of your loan. And I will tell you that private mortgage insurance is higher than if you had a conventional loan. And a conventional loan is the more geared towards the really good credit. Solid income,
mm-hmm.
you know, trade line driven.
Your ideal buyer.
Yes.
Okay.
It is. And then there's one more. There's rural housing. That's 100% down.
Wow.
Okay. But your income is based mostly on your income.
Mm-hmm.
You can only make a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it really varies when it comes to
the ratio.
Has to be. It's case by case of what, it's a whole file, so it's not just income.
Okay.
And then the house has to be in the county, can't be a house in the city.
Ah.
And okay. that's a little tricky because a lot of people say, well, this house, I know this house is in the county, you know, no, it can't have city taxes. That's the biggest thing. Okay. And you can go on rural housing and look up. They have a map.
Okay.
You can put in an address of a house, and it'll tell you if it's eligible or not. So that's a good thing. So you know before you ever go to the house, so you won't fall in love with the house, and then you can't get the house because you need rural housing.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. All right, here comes the big announcement. Now, you've seen this. You may have seen this on your local television stations, but this is a big deal. It's called THDA. I was excited when I saw this. I thought this was really an opportunity, especially for young people maybe, to get a leg up on getting a home for the first time. Let's talk about that. What is THDA?
THDA is a government-backed loan, and THDA just released that they are going to up the down payment assistance. So that's a big thing because they're going to give $15,000.
Whoa.
Yes, for your down payment assistance, and that is huge.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a first-time home buyer. That's huge. Mm-hmm. And it's 55 counties. But you have to know that the $15,000 is forgiven after 10 years. Okay. So you have to keep that second mortgage because the $15,000 would be a second mortgage on the home. Mm-hmm. You have to stay in that property for 10 years and keep it for 10 years for it to be forgiven.
You have to live in it for 10 years.
Yes.
So owner occupied. Sure. You owner occupied. Okay.
Owner occupied.
All right. So now you kind of skipped over the zip codes. That's okay. I just want to make sure that we understand we just can't go out and buy any house and get this THDA additional loan.
Exactly.
Because it acts like a second mortgage on your home.
Exactly.
At closing.
And I can tell you some of the zip codes.
Okay.
37871.
That's the Strawberry Plains area.
Yes. 37924.
That's East Knox County.
37914.
East Knoxville.
37917.
North Knoxville.
37912.
Pleasant Ridge. Is that
Pleasant
right?
Ridge area. Okay. Mm-hmm. And 37921.
And that's the Western Avenue, Shod Road area.
Yes.
Up to Shod Road.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the zip codes in Knox County.
Okay.
Now, there's other counties that zip codes that are eligible, but that's the ones in Knox County.
Okay. So, THDA.org. THDA.org. And you can look to see the areas that are eligible for this. This is a great deal. And then the best part is if you stay there for 10 years, you don't owe that. They'll release that off your as a second mortgage. It's gone.
Exactly.
So it is funded by the government. Is it federal or state? It's state.
THDA, it's by state, and it's basically THDA and FHA combined.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
For the second.
So let's go over it again. You can get $15,000 for assistance on your down payment, and it is forgiven after 10 years.
Now, one thing you need to know is in that 10 years, you have to be, the house has to be owner occupied. You cannot rent it out. Mm. And a lot of people that has got THDA in the past may not understand that you cannot rent that house out. Mm. Even if you outgrow the house or whatever, you have to stay 10 years or they can come back for the whole amount.
The whole 15?
The whole 15,000.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you were to move and close on that house before 10 years, you will have to pay
back,
the whole 15. Now, is there interest on top of that?
After the first 5 years, then it goes down each year, a certain amount each year.
Okay.
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 It does.
Good.
Yeah. So, but if you...
So if you just had to move, it wouldn't be...
Yeah. But if you move out of it and rent it, that's the biggest thing, is you can't move out of it and rent it and then get that deduction even if you're past that 5 years.
So it's a second mortgage, but you don't make a typical physical payment on it.
No payment.
It's just attached to your deed.
Mm-hmm. As a second mortgage.
Okay. Okay. Wow, that's exciting. That's really exciting.
It is. It is. And one thing about it being attached to, if you say you wanted to go refinance, okay, even if it's in that 10 years that you want to refinance, it's still, you have to pay that $15,000
if
you want to refinance.
Oh, okay.
The 10 years is huge. After 10 years, you're just, yes.
All right. After ahead. If you're planning on having a family or you're planning on downsizing, this might be the time.
Yes.
Do we have any idea the dates and when this is available and when it expires? Do we know?
It's available now, but I don't know when it expires.
Okay. Well, it's fairly new. So it go to THDA.org.
Yes.
THDA.org. Especially, you know, if you know someone that is trying to get into their first home.
Yes.
Maybe they just need a little extra help with that down payment. THDA.org. I love this. I think this is exciting. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We are coming back with our final segment with Yvonda Landis and the Landis team when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Yeah.
Plans now to bring your sweetheart to Shoney's on Valentine's Day, Tuesday, February 14th, for the two can dine for $24.99 Fresh Food Bar Special. Shoney's Fresh Food Bar will be overflowing with extra special items like sirloin steak and grilled salmon, and receive a free dessert to share like hot fudge cake. Shoney's Valentine's Day Fresh Food Bar. Two can dine for $24.99 and receive a free dessert to share. Now that's a sweet deal.
Honey, you awake? Buy me diamonds. A nice solitaire would be good. Go to Enix Jewelers. We can get my watch repaired, or even better, we can buy a new one because Citizen watches are 30% off every day. Enix Jewelers. Got it?
Huh?
Oh, good morning, honey.
Gosh, I had the strangest dream about shopping for jewelry.
Enix Jewelers has the best prices on quality diamond engagement rings, anniversary bands, gemstones, and offers 30% off Citizen watches every day. Enix Jewelers in the Black Oak Plaza in Halls.
As adults, we get so busy that we can sometimes overlook the little things in life that mean so much to our kids. Shoney's, Knox County Schools, Jayco Limousines, and News Talk 98.7 are teaming up to make sure that kids know how super they really are. Each month, we'll be honoring an official Shoney Super Kid. The Super Kid will be picked up after school by a Jayco limousine, then taken to the WOKI studios for a live on-air interview with Haller and Hilton Hill. Afterwards, the limo will take them along with several friends for some good old home cooking at Shoney's. Who will be the next Shoney Super Kid? Keep listening to News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Need to know how to get stuff done around the house? We've got you covered. Around the House with Dawn Steimer. Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Excited to have Ivanka and David Landis in studio with me this morning. Ivanka and David are part of the Landis team through Realty Executives. Just glad to have both of you here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
If you haven't spent any time with Ivanka, you owe yourself a coffee or something with Ivanka, because she really is full of energy and full of love, and I just really enjoy being around you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I feel the same with you, Dawn.
Thank you. All right, so to get a hold of her, how do you do that? Well, you can call or sell at 660-1186 or text her 660-1186 or go to Ivanka Sells Real Estate, IvankaSellsRealEstate.com. And Ivanka is Y-V-O-N-N-C-A. All right.
We got a little update. We have an amendment to our last segment.
Yes.
And we wanted to say that this THDA.org or THDA offer for $15,000 as a down payment is not available until March 1st.
Yes.
All right. So go to THDA.org, THDA.org to look for the other criteria that will apply.
Exactly.
A lot like an FHA loan as far as the property goes.
Yes.
So you want to be aware. What does that mean to me? Well, if you've seen the property or driven by, go to that THDA.org site and look at the criteria. It's important to you before you start applying because we don't want you to be disappointed.
Plus, it has a map just like just like rural housing. It has a map on there too for the other counties as well.
And you wanted to add one.
Yes. For Knox County, Corrington 37721.
Ooh.
That zip code is eligible for this new $15,000 down payment assistance. So that's a great thing.
And there's a lot of nice homes out there
too. Beautiful homes. Yeah. Very beautiful.
All right. Good. That's good news. All right. Now let's move to the last thing we wanted to talk about, which is the benefits of a buyer's agent. Never really thought about benefits of a buyer's agent. It seems to be all about the seller when you're talking about real estate. So this is really interesting to me. Talk about what are the benefits of a buyer's agent.
The biggest thing I can say is you have your own representation and it's free representation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't pay a commission. You know, why would you not want someone to look out for you? You would hope if you went through a listing agent, mm-hmm. they're supposed to, by Tennessee state law, drop down to a facilitator for both sides.
Ah.
And they're supposed to drop down as a facilitator and both sides have to sign a document that's saying that they know that it's supposed to be neutral.
Okay.
But why would you not want a buyer's agent when they're going to look out for you? They're going to negotiate for you. Mm-hmm. You know, the listing agent, if they're in the listing hat, they're looking out for that seller because that's what their job is to do. So you want someone that's going to look out for you and make sure that you're getting a really great deal.
Mm-hmm.
They can help you with, you know, all the inspections that you're going to have to order. And then get you facilitate all the way up to the end of the process, mm-hmm. you know, handing you the keys. And
it's not,
you know,
like it used to be.
Yeah.
There's a lot more involved these days since 07 and the big foreclosure thing. There's a lot more requirements. I feel like
it is
during the process I went through a few years ago, they asked me the same questions over and over for different departments because they couldn't talk to each other.
Exactly.
I thought, oh, mercy, this is crazy. Why do you keep asking me the same question?
Yes, and see, the biggest thing is that with the TRID law that came out pertaining to the mortgages, that really limits what a mortgage company can discuss.
Sure, yeah.
You know, you've got a real estate agent. You really need someone on the real estate side that can tell you that because your mortgage broker can't tell you anything pertaining to real estate. They can, you know, give an opinion, but it's not really about the real estate process. Mm-hmm. And you've got home inspections. You've got termite inspections. You have appraisals, title searches. That's a lot of things that's a lot of hats that buyer's agent can help guide you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have that, then it's a guessing thing. And that's a big investment. When you're investing in buying a home, that's probably one of the biggest investments of your life.
Amen.
So you want someone that's professional that does it every day, mm-hmm. not you guessing at it.
Yes.
A lot of times I tell people when they ask me, buying a house without a buyer's agent is tantamount to going to court without an attorney.
Yes, that's true.
You want somebody to represent your interests that knows what they're doing. They deal with it every day.
Okay. So I'm going to kind of play the other side, just thinking like a person that is, I'm not buying real estate right now, but who knows? As I talk to any agent, I think, well, you get paid by selling the house.
Right.
Okay. So is it not natural for you to want to get the most for the house because you're going to get the most revenue out of the sale? So are you still for the seller? I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Well, let me say this.
And that's not for you personally. I'm talking in general.
You're talking in general. But the biggest thing with me, I don't look at my clients as a paycheck. I look at them as a relationship that I can build on for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. So I don't look at them as a paycheck because I know where my paycheck comes from and it's a higher up that type situation. So, but I get what you're saying. It does look like, okay, well, you, someone wanting to sell you higher to get more for it. I don't do that kind of business, but I cannot sit and say that does not happen.
Sure. Again, it's knowing who you're working with.
It is. It totally is. And really trusting and really researching that person.
Okay.
So
do your research.
Ask around.
Yeah. Now, what about the realtor board? Is that a good place to go? How do I find things there?
Is that not really for the consumer? Yeah. Well, they have a public site, but it really does not tell you what kind of, which agent you should go to.
Okay.
They're not able to
do that.
Yeah. They're not able to say that. So that wouldn't be good. The biggest thing is probably is like what I said on the sites, reading people's reviews, pick up the phone, call them, talk to them and, you know, fill them out, you know, through that conversation, you know, ask them some questions, you know, how long have you been in the business? What areas do you cover? You know, what's your background? You know, do you do just real estate? You know, I have people ask me that all the time. You know,
are you full time?
Yeah. And that's another thing. Don't hire a part time agent that because you're getting a part time service. I want someone, if I'm spending thousands of dollars, I need you to be a full time agent that I know that you are taking care of me. But if you have a part, you're doing it part-time and you got a full-time job, there's no way that you can really protect my investment. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, because I know just from refinancing that I had to be available on the phone to answer questions.
Exactly.
So I need someone that can handle that for me up until the point where it has to be me that answers those things. But
that's the biggest thing because, I mean, it's even frustrating for agents that if we're dealing with a part-time agent and we have to call them and they literally are telling us, okay, call me after three.
There's a saying in real estate that time kills all deals. And real estate happens in real time.
All right. And we are out of real time for the hour. You guys, thank you so much for being here. I love having you on the show. It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Dawn.
All right. If you want to get a hold of the Landis team, you can call them at 660-1186, 660-1186, or go to YvonkaSellsRealEstate.com. YvonkaSellsRealEstate.com. Don't forget, next weekend, we are going to be at Freeman's Appliances for the Kitchen Master Series. That's Saturday, February 18th from 9 to 11 at the Freeman's Appliances showroom. What is Kitchen Master Series? Well, it's a workshop for you as a homeowner to navigate through a kitchen remodeling project. Go to KitchenMasterSeries.com to register. It is a free event, but we need to know you're coming. Last time we ran out of seats, so please let us know that you're coming. Don't go away. We've got another whole hour of Around the House coming up. We're going to be talking about more exciting things that pertain to your home when we return after this news break with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Light it up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
So, you've got a smartphone. Want to make it even smarter? Then you need to download the News Talk 987 mobile app.
Powered by Computer Depot.
Listen live to all your favorite shows, including Phil, Howell and Yarbrough, Rush, Hal and Hannity. Or enjoy your favorite shows on demand when it fits your schedule.
Making you and your phone smarter every day.
Download the News Talk 987 mobile app. News Talk 987 WOKI.
With Spectrum Internet, you can expect to get what you pay for. That means faster internet, consistent speeds, and better performance than our competition. But don't just take our word for it. Check the latest FCC broadband report. Then call 844-855-2999 and switch to Spectrum Internet. We deliver the speed you expect and the bandwidth to serve all your streaming needs. Did you know some internet providers actually slow down your connection once you go over your data limit? With Spectrum Internet, there are no data caps and no speed throttling.
So call 844-855-2999 and get 60 megs of faster, more reliable internet. Just $29.99 when bundled. No modem fees, no contracts. That's the fastest internet starting speed available for the price and the bandwidth you need to stream, watch, and share on all your devices. Call 844-855-2999 and switch to Spectrum Internet today. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
New immigration executive order? Trump advisor investigation? I'm Christopher Cruz. A new immigration executive order may come soon, early next week, in fact.
On his way to Florida, President Trump spoke with reporters briefly on Air Force One. He was asked to expand on his remarks during Friday's news conference that he would unveil new national security measures in the coming week, even as two courts have ruled against his order of a temporary ban on travelers from 7 Muslim-majority countries.
We'll win that battle, but we also have a lot of other options, including just filing a brand new order on Monday.
It appears that is the administration's next move, since it did not seek a quick order from the U.S. Supreme Court. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The administration is being pressed about reports that National Security Advisor Michael Flynn illegally talked about sanctions with the Russian ambassador to the United States before Donald Trump was inaugurated. I'm Christopher Cruz. CNN is reporting that American investigators have now confirmed some aspects of a dossier compiled by a British intelligence agent that claimed Russia had compromising information on President Trump. Justice correspondent Evan Perez with the latest.
The dossier contains 35 pages of claims and allegations. And when U.S. investigators first started looking into it, they were trying to see whether there was any truth to the allegation that Russians were seeking to compromise President Trump. Now, to start, the investigators looked for information they could verify easily to give them a sense of the credibility of the author, who was already known, someone they were familiar with as having credible sources. The dossier details about a dozen conversations between senior Russian officials and other Russian individuals. So that was one of the starting points.
The Northeast is preparing for as much as a foot of snow tomorrow into Monday, less than a week after parts of the region got up to a foot and a half. They're still digging out. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Attention! Do you have outstanding federal student loans? Then get ready for a special free offer. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information to see if you qualify for one lower monthly payment or student loan forgiveness. The call is free, the information is free, and there's absolutely no obligation. See if you qualify for lower monthly payments or loan forgiveness. Call now. 800-801-4950. That's 800-801-4950. Don't wait. Call now. 800-801-4950.
The original members of the satirical band Spinal Tap are getting back together, but not in the way fans had hoped they would. Correspondent Scott Carr has that.
Stars of the cult rock mockumentary, This is Spinal Tap, Christopher Guest, Harry Shearer, and Michael McKean, as well as director and narrator Rob Reiner, are reuniting in a bid they say will ensure a $400 million lawsuit against French media firm Vivendi goes to 11.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10.
The group claims between 1989 and 2006, Vivendi reported total income from soundtrack music sales was just $98, and that the four creators' share of total worldwide merchandising income was just $81. Despite music and merchandise linked to the film racking up to tens of millions of dollars.
Don't intend to leave empty-handed.
I'm Scott Carr.
And I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
For today, look for patches of drizzle, otherwise cloudy skies with a high temperature near 60. Tonight, a slight chance of a scattered shower or two, otherwise cloudy skies, a low of 55 degrees. And then for your Sunday, scattered showers continue with a high temperature near 70, gust up to 20. Overnight Sunday, a 40% chance of showers with a low near 34. From the VLT Local Late Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, I'm Dawn Steimer and we are happy to have you here. Ivanka and David Landis were with us first hour. Just an exciting time to have them in studio talking about the market. And as she was leaving this morning, she handed me a book that I want to tell you about. It's called Selling and Buying in Today's Hot Market. This is by Ivanka Landis herself. And you can get one if you call the office, or actually just call her at 660-1186, 660-1186, or go to YvankaSellsRealEstate.com, and she will get you a copy of this book. It's called Selling and Buying in Today's Hot Market. Good advice. Good advice. Talks a lot about what we had discussed during the show and more. All right. This hour... Scott Brokamp is with me from His Security. Scott, I'm glad to have you on today. We're going to talk about things that are important as we go through some of the changes, well, the many changes that we're experiencing in technology that you keep up with, and that's why I love to have you on.
Yeah.
I know. I see. What's new? When I ask Scott what's new, he goes, phew. And I know he's been somewhere doing something because you're always training. You have to.
Yeah. And it, I mean, it changes every day.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy. All right. I'm just glad that you're here and I appreciate you being here.
Well, I'm always happy to be here, girl. You know that.
I know you are. All right. I'm going to give you the number because as we get into some of this, there's going to be some questions and I want you to be able to call in. 656-8255, 656-8255. Or 1-800-951-8255. All right. Video options. Wow. You can go into Costco and buy 4 cameras for $100. And I think something's wrong with this. I don't know what it is, but you do.
Well, I'm glad somebody thinks there's something wrong with that picture.
That just is, it's not right. It's like trying to buy a kitchen. People come in and tell me I want a kitchen remodel for $10,000. Mm. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I want one of those too.
I do too. I said, "Way, I want one of those." But let's talk about these video options.
Sure. So, in the world of video, again, is exploded as far as technology goes.
Crazy.
We have 4K TVs. Well, now we have video cameras that are recording in 4K.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So,
are they necessary?
It depends on the application.
Okay.
Because what you're going to get out of that is you're going to get a tighter pixel.
Yeah.
So, therefore, you're going to be able to broaden your shot.
Okay.
So.
Oh, broaden your shot. Okay.
Yes.
Because you can put more of a zoom out there.
Well, you know.
Kind
of? Yeah, kind of. You've been listening over the years,
I have
Dawn.
Been listening. I'm
so,
learning.
You know, when we'd always talk about cameras, and it's all about the field of view.
Yes.
And you could typically either get a wide view, or you could get a closer-looking tight shot on a specific object or area.
Mm-hmm.
So with megapixel technology, much like our lovely smartphones, right?
Yes.
You can take and have a larger field of view, and it doesn't look really big because it's a large field of view, but now because it is a megapixel, you have the ability to digitally zoom it like you do on your smartphone, mm-hmm. kind of blow that picture up.
Ah, and still be able to see what
and
it
And still
read.
Be able to see. So uh-huh. we even did, we did some demonstration stuff at the Dogwood this past weekend to where we could have, we had it on some signage that you couldn't actually make out what the signage said.
Mm-hmm.
But then once we zoomed in that picture, you were able to actually read and distinguish the words on the sign.
All right. So what I'm hearing you say then is if you record it, then later on, if you need to zoom in,
yep.
these cameras have the ability to, or the whatever, the tape or whatever, the recording has the ability to zoom in. I know it's not
the
a tape. He's laughing at
the
me.
Tape.
All right, so well, listen, I'm from the vinyl days, so you know, come on.
Right, we were having conversations about cassette tapes last night.
That's so, right. Yeah. That's right. Now those I don't have. All right, let's talk about doorbell cameras.
Yeah, you know, it's the new rave.
I know, right?
Everybody,
I kind of think.
It.
Oh, and I have a client that we've done several projects for, like five. And just great people. And I didn't know he had one. And I walked up to take a look at what we had done, which was outside in his front entrance. And all of a sudden, he's talking to me. And I was like, oh. I wasn't expecting. He didn't say hello. He just was like, well, Dawn, da, 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 da. And I'm like, Doc, what are you doing? Where are you?
Well, it's a great compliment to an existing system, or obviously it is a great intro into some video or just some peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with these video doorbells, there's many of actions that you can create with them. So, I mean, you can have them set up to where it'll send you a notification if there's motion detected from that camera mm-hmm. on your porch. You have the two-way audio. You can pick up your phone from anywhere and talk to whoever's there. I frequently mess with the people in our office, doing the same thing.
I know you do.
So, but it's a great tool. And I think when you're considering buying different items or looking at security in your home or video, et cetera, it's important, I think, to really kind of dig in because a lot of times these products, I feel they're a little oversold.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. Believe that, right?
Overpromised, underdelivered.
Well, you know, and again, I mean, they're great. They're mm-hmm. great. But again, it's important to understand limitations in the application that you're going for.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, with the whole porch pirate scenario, you know, the video doorbell is an awesome tool.
Yes.
And obviously, we've heard stories and seen different things, obviously, probably on the internet, Facebook, wherever. That have some ridiculous things that have happened, and absolutely, you know, these devices can do strange things out of the ordinary that doesn't normally happen. You know, you can catch weird things periodically.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think the video doorbell we've kind of waited for it for a while, and it's really coming out and it's starting to evolve. Mm-hmm. Ring.
Mm-hmm.
is one of the most popular ones. Mm-hmm. And they have designed now a security light with a camera in it. So those floods that, you know, you put up under the eave.
Really?
Yeah. So now so now it hasn't released yet. It's been demoed.
Okay.
It's been out. They released, showed it out at CES, of course. So it's going to be interesting to see how that kind of works out. I mean, but again, it's going to be application, you know, I just think of my own house and I'm like, there's only one floodlight that would even make sense at,
Okay. So the camera is a part of the floodlight package and it has a notification system on it.
Correct.
Is what they're talking about.
Yep.
And CES is Consumer Electronics Show.
Absolutely.
That you just went to.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure because that probably would have gone by me just listening. So, and what I love about you and his security is that you are constantly updating, you know, because you really do subscribe with a company that is on the cutting edge of all of this. This is alarm.com.
Yeah.
And I mean, if I know anything about you, it's that you're staying on it.
Well, and you have to.
You do.
You know?
You have to.
And there is so many different pieces of technology out there, and there are so many one-off companies that design their one-off solution.
It's amazing, though, the difference. So I want to go back to the video for just a minute because we're almost out for this segment, and I want to make sure we cover this. There's a big difference between convenience cameras and true video surveillance cameras.
Yeah, absolutely. And we see them all the time. Those are your little Wi-Fi cameras that you can buy. They're similar to like a doorbell camera.
Okay.
You know, it is designed to be a convenience camera.
Mm-hmm.
So the little wireless cameras you stick inside your house, those are designed to be a convenience camera. It gives you the ability to look in, see what's going on. Some of them provide audio, some of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's intent is not to be a full-functioning surveillance camera.
Okay.
And so one of the things and the stances that we take, and I know we have lost business because of it, but I tell everybody at His Security, you make sure you explain the difference between a convenience camera and a traditional surveillance camera.
Okay.
Because that traditional surveillance camera is going to record a heck of a lot more than what that convenience camera is. And my best example is I have a convenience camera at home and it looks at my driveway and it ended up there by accident. I was demoing the camera. So that's how it ended up there. And long story short, we were out of town. An event had happened. And because it's a Wi-Fi camera, we all know that term buffering.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it buffered right when the car came through the driveway and the person walked from the door back to their car.
So,
at the end of the day, what I really wanted to see, I didn't get. When we're pushing all this stuff via internet, there's so much bandwidth involved. And it's crazy because now if you don't have, it's kind of like HDMI cables and TVs. If you don't have the most up-to-date router, the most up-to-date stuff out there,
you're not going to get it anyway.
No, you're trying to pass too much information in too small a pipe.
Yep. All right. So the true video surveillance cameras they don't buffer because they're not Wi-Fi?
So, correct. Because they're going to run, they'll wire into a traditional recorder in the home, or business or wherever it is. And typically, and sometimes, you know, we locked it up, put it in weird spots so people never know what it is, but it's actually, so it's full time, full connection. And then
you're going to get everything that happens in front of it.
That's right. Now you can access it remotely via the cloud or via the internet. And you can, when you're viewing it, sometimes see buffering issues because of that. But at the end of the day, you're locally archiving that and it's a direct stream.
Right. But if you went back to the source, it's not buffering. You're going to get everything that's on.
That's right.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255 or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your calls here with Scott Brokamp and His Security when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKF.
Tune in for News Talk's newest show, Howlin' Yarbrough, weekdays from 10 to noon on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
This is Trey Winowitz, host of Right on the Money. Today, I want to give you a list of warnings. Pay attention if you own an annuity product or you're being sold an annuity product right now. Be careful for annuities that have MVAs or market value adjustments. Be wary and careful of annuities from companies that are owned by hedge funds. Why would you want an insurance product from a company that's owned or run by a hedge fund? Number three, be careful for annuities that wait 5 years to determine your interest rate. Who wants to wait 5 years before they know if they're going to make anything or not? And in most cases, during those five-year periods, the company is taking out a fee. Lastly, be careful for annuities from companies with poor track records of holding their rates. We do a free annuity review as well as insurance if you just give us a call, 691-2433, 691-2433. Let's make sure your annuity works like you think it does.
Can't have all four seasons in a week. Okay, in East Tennessee, you can. Hi, it's Phil Williams at Pioneer Heating and Air. Says now's the perfect time to get routine maintenance done on your heat pump so you'll be ready when the cold or warm weather hits. If you need a service call, they're $49.95. You can ask about how you can make your repairs worry-free for up to 5 years. And if you need a new unit, now is the best time to ask about a Train home comfort system. It's hard to stop a Train. There's no reason to be uncomfortable in your home this winter. Call 922-2817.
Pioneer Heating and Air.
Online at pioneercomfort.com.
Believe it or not, the home buying season is already heating up. The truth is, it never cooled down. This is Roger McGee with People's Home Equity Knoxville, and what you need to know is there are more buyers in the market than homes to be purchased right now. It is critical that you begin your home search fully approved for your home loan. People's Home Equity can help you accomplish that. Make sure your money is ready when you start your home search. Call us today at 934-1400 or find us online at peopleshomeequityknoxville.com. Good people deserve great advice.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, we give out so much information on this show that I wanted to remind you that if you miss something or you have a friend that you think the topic that we had this morning about real estate would be helpful, or some of the video conversation that we're about to have with Scott Brokamp would be helpful, go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com. Click on the weekend shows, and then you'll be able to click on Around the House. If you scroll down on that page, you will see our podcasts, and you are welcome to share those with others. We're glad to have them. We want to thank Adam Litton for taking care of that for us every week. This show would not be possible without Adam. It's just a blessing to have him. So thank you very much, Adam. Continuing on with what we do at His Security, what you do at His Security, it's not we. Trust
sure,
me, that
on,
is not
on.
My deal. But you do have some amazing people, and I really do appreciate you guys. You really do. All right, let's talk about considerations for video when you're trying to make a decision on what kind of video you're going to use.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Well, let's talk about it. Absolutely. Well, the old retail adage was location, location, location,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Well, in the world of video, it's application, application, application.
Mm.
What do you want the desired result to be? What are you trying to achieve? What are you trying to do?
Okay.
What do you want? And probably much like in your world, a lot of times if you go and ask somebody, hey, what do you want to achieve in this kitchen remodel, and they'll say, I want a nice new kitchen. Well, that's nice, but it doesn't really help solve the problem. So when we're working with customers, I want to know, okay, so is there a particular object or a particular area that you want to see? Hmm. How detailed do you want that area to be? Okay. Are you trying to get some type of facial recognition? Are you trying to have the ability to possibly get some type of a capture of a license plate? Hmm. Or You know, what is the application? Are you just looking for general coverage and to know, you know, if
who's
I want
messing around,
peek
yeah.
in, see what's happening. Yeah. I got a little bit of video that may or may not help me in court of law.
Okay.
So.
Wow, that's some serious got to know. And the other thing is I think if we pick up these four cameras for $100 or whatever the ridiculous thing is that you see in some of these stores, we put them up and we realize that they're not all cameras are not created equal. Mm. And we know that. Just like right. when we buy a phone, all phones are not created. Mm. Televisions are not created equal. Yeah. However, we don't necessarily know how to narrow that down.
Right.
All right. So that's what we're trying to do now is talk about things that you either want or it's not that important to you. Like when you were talking about the actual video surveillance camera in the previous segment, we talked about a place that records everything. Well, all I can think of is watching hours and hours of nothing and how boring that's going to be. And plus a big waste of time, maybe of energy, maybe of whatever, recording space. So that would lead me to think I would want motion activated recordings.
Absolutely. And I mean, I can't believe you don't want to watch the grass grow. I mean,
not yet.
Well,
maybe one day.
and again, and that is one of those areas that we try to discuss. Obviously, when we deal with customers in particular retail type of solutions and situations, there's a camera maybe looking at the cash register. They want it to record all the time.
Sure.
So, but then on the flip side of that, if it's just general area, especially if, say, let's look at a house. If you're looking at general coverage around your house, you don't really want to watch the grass grow.
No.
So when you're using a motion-activated event, we take a lot of care and concern to try to make sure that we're capturing a little more than a little less. What I mean by that is because you have adjustments on that motion detection. You can set up sensitivities. You can set up object size.
Hmm.
You can set up the parameters and the criteria that actually will record or make that actual motion identification for it to actually go on and record.
So if a bunny is hopping by, that won't necessarily record.
Not necessarily.
Time.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
That would be nice.
So you can make those parameters custom to the solution.
Okay.
You know, the other piece to that is when you're recording on motion, we'll set up the recorder to where it'll do a pre-record. Because it's much like your DVR at home, right?
So it's kind of technically recording all the time.
It is technically recording all the time.
So I like that.
Yep. So we'll set things up to where there's a pre-record.
So it backs
and
up.
So it backs up. Mm-hmm. So you'll actually see what created the motion and not just the motion event.
Awesome.
And then do a post-record as well. So after there is no motion, we'll give it a 5-second post-record so that, you know, you're sure it's settled down.
You're sure it's done.
And that's where one of the differences in a lot of your convenience cameras, they'll record that clip like that, but then there is a required time limit before it will record another clip.
Ooh.
So a lot of times when they're defaulted, they don't default to where they usually automatically record one right after another. You have to go in and really find it and tweak that setting because some of these are giving you free cloud storage. So obviously their concern is how much server space are they eating up? But those are your criteria that you really need to look at. So if you're doing motion detect, are you using the right parameters for that? And then do you need to block out any areas for privacy issues?
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Because your neighbor doesn't normally want you just kind of keep an eye on it.
Yeah, and you might not have a friendly neighbor if you keep that off too long. All right, so cloud storage, you touched on that, where if a device offers free cloud storage,
right,
they don't want you using up all their storage on watching the grass grow. So that's why it may have a delay before it re-records.
Correct.
Or a limit on how long it would record in one segment. Is
correct.
That right?
Yep. So time limits and then also storage limits as well a lot of times.
Sure. Okay. So if I have an on-site storage system, does it re-record after so many days, or can I always go back? You know, if I think about, there are times when in my business, I've had something missing and I didn't discover it right away because I don't use it every day.
Right.
But when I discover it, it's frustrating. It would really be nice to be able to go back and see if I can figure out when that happened.
Yeah. So typically, our rule of thumb or our standard that we use is that we require anything that we design, we want a minimum of 30 days of storage.
Okay.
So if it's past 30 days,
if you haven't backed it up or gone and retrieved anything out of it, it's gone.
Okay.
It will. And to answer your twofold question there is it will overwrite. So just like
overwrite.
Like your DVR at home, when you're recording shows, it'll overwrite.
Fair enough. Okay. So if you have not had any pertinent incidents, then you don't need to worry about storing something. But if you had an event and you wanted to keep that, there's a way of doing that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So in typically we try to put things and make them as easy as possible to use.
Mm-hmm.
So you can either on the recorder, you can log into it directly and actually archive those clips. So if there was an event that happened, it's very simple. If you're logged in from your computer, mm-hmm. you can download it right on your computer. And we always recommend on our system, it gives you the ability to save it in its original format.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will attach a player.
Yes,
with
like Adobe
as well,
or whatever reader.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I always recommend to our clients to use that original format mainly for two reasons. One is that it downloads a little easier,
mm-hmm.
but two, if it ever needs to go to the authorities, because it's in the original format, it's definitely watermarked, and you know that it has not been tampered with.
So that's huge.
Yeah, and you can also, you can download it as like an AVI file or an MP4, and again, those. They can be sent off to be make sure that they haven't been tampered with, but those can be watermarked as well. But again, if it's in that original format, it raises that little level of security into
mm-hmm.
it.
MP3 just grew up to MP4.
MP4.
I heard that.
Yeah.
All right. Excuse me. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Coming up, we're going to talk about app access versus web access and video verification. What on earth is that? More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Hi, I'm Dawn Steimer, Master Remodelers. Are you excited about your ideas to remodel your home? Concerned about where to start? Who to call first? Who to call next? Who will keep things on time and on budget? The systems at Master Remodelers will provide you with peace of mind. And we'll even take you shopping. So you can expect a masterpiece. Call Master Remodelers at 458-0416. That's 458-0416.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Think your business is too small to get hacked? Think again. Thomas Hill here with Computer Depot. 60% of all network breaches last year were small businesses. Don't be a statistic. Call Computer Depot today at 947-0749 and ask about our affordable managed firewall service.
Hi, I'm Bert Rosen, president of Knox Area Rescue Ministries. Every night at CARM, more than 400 people find emergency rescue, food, and shelter. Call 673-6540 or visit us at karm.org to find out how you can help restore lives in Jesus' name.
At Commercial Bank, we see you. You are much more to us than another deposit or withdrawal. You are the community we serve. You are our teachers, our nurses, business owners, moms, dads, sisters, and brothers. We hear your stories. We watch you focus on your dreams. We partner in your aspirations. As your trusted financial partner, we provide you with over 40 years of experience, knowledge, and dedication to support your goals. Commercial Bank. Life made better. Member FDIC.
We'll keep a 20% chance of rain or drizzle in the forecast today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high near 60. Tonight, we'll see scattered showers. Also, cloudy skies. A low temperature of 55 degrees. For your Sunday, scattered showers continue with a high near 70. Overnight Sunday, a 40% chance of showers with a low near 34. From the Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Wow. Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Scott Brokamp is in the house from his security, always bringing us the latest and greatest of technology. Speaking of latest and greatest, Friedman's Appliances Kitchen Master Series continues next weekend. I'll be there live at Friedman's with the show next weekend. That's Saturday, February the 18th. And we're going to continue on with our Kitchen Master Series, this time talking about appliances, cabinetry design, and countertops. So there's a lot going on there. Even if you're not doing a kitchen, if you're doing a bathroom, all of these things will transfer into a bathroom remodel. So there are lots of opportunities for you to learn a lot. This is a kitchen remodeling workshop just for homeowners. How do I register? Go to kitchenmasterseries.com, kitchenmasterseries.com. There is no charge. However, last time we were so full that we ran out of chairs. We actually had extra chairs, but we ran out. So we want to know you're coming so we can plan the chairs. So please register. We won't bug you. We won't sell the list. None of that. Kitchenmasterseries.com. Reserve your seat today and guarantee yourself a spot. All right. Scott, I'm so excited. All right, let's talk about app access versus web access.
Well,
I don't know that I know the difference.
Well, you know, typically your apps give you limited abilities through your app.
Okay.
So because, I mean, it's an app,
yeah,
right? It's not like you're logged into the website.
Yeah, it really is different when you're sitting on a computer logging in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at an app, traditionally in surveillance cameras, and they've gotten so much better in the last, I'd say, 3 years in particular, but over the last five for sure, you can always see what's going on live, mm-hmm. and you can kind of, you know, do your spread your fingers, blow the picture up
right.
type of scenario. And now you can, most of the apps now give you the ability that you can look at a little bit of recorded video now.
Mm.
So you can go in and choose a date. And a lot of times it'll give you access to like an hour worth of video that
really?
You can get into. So
wow.
They have come a long way now, because it used to be you wouldn't be able to get to the recorded side of the video. You would have to log in via the computer.
Mm.
But again, you know, it's going to be somewhat a little bit cumbersome. I mean, you don't want to try to download that clip onto your phone because, you know, like most of the phones, they're designed for you to run out of storage so you can go buy a new one. But
that's right.
You know, but again, it's ease of operation in access. Sometimes it can be a little cumbersome on the app, but when you're looking at the app, you can also go in and set up different notifications as well. So,
okay. So you're talking about when someone walks in front of a camera and causes it to come on.
Correct.
Your app would let you know that if you had it set for that.
Yeah. So you can set up the app to be able to let you know that a particular camera or any of the cameras had detected a motion event. And most customers that we set that up for normally call us back and say, how do I shut this off? and it kind of goes back to the old, you know, people ask all the time, well, can I get a notification on my phone? Well, you can, but it kind of goes back to like the old days of security when we used to put these honking enormous sirens outside our house, right? Before they started making ordinances about that. And you know, we always be, Mr. Smith's alarm's going off again, right? But it's the same thing. I have a few apps that have, like Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get notifications from mm-hmm. Facebook. I don't want them
because
my phone's beeping and dinging all day long.
Yeah.
And so
I want to know how these people get anything done when they're on Facebook all day.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But it's some of the same principle with that. So, you know, it's important. We try to help explain and kind of forward think a little bit with our clientele say, hey, you know, this is what the result of that is going to be. I understand that you want to know.
Right.
But
just be careful what you ask for.
Eventually, you're probably going to start ignoring that thing and then either ask me how to turn it off or figure it out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when you start going into the website of it, if you're logged in through a web portal or through a software, you know, a lot of the recording devices have multiple ways you can get to them.
Yes.
Some of them are browser embedded, so you can just type an address in a browser.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them require you to use a software to get into them. And so depending on what that application is, but that's where you're going to run into your full tool set of all that. So if you need to do any type of configuration to a camera, change a privacy area, change a recording, whatever you need to do, that's where you're going to get that full suite of tools once you're in there.
Okay. And that's huge. That's huge because you really are limited on the phone. It's kind of like a dating site. Now, I don't know anything about that. Well, okay, maybe a little bit. But on your phone, you're still limited to what you can do. And when you go to the website itself, there's many more options and you can set things up differently.
Yep, correct.
So I think that's a perfectly understandable thing. If you want to save an event, can I do that from my phone or do I have to go back to my computer?
So you can save it from your phone.
Okay.
But it will save on your phone.
Ah, so do you want that space taken on your phone?
Okay. And so a lot of times, one of the cool things with the app really is it when you're using it as a convenience tool and you're looking in to see what's happening, if you see that something is occurring or not occurring, whatever the instance may be, you can actually hit, there's a little camera icon and it will take basically a screenshot or snapshot of that moment. Okay. So instead of, and then you can also do a video clip.
Okay.
But again, that still shot's going to be a lot less space and a lot less cumbersome.
But it is copying. So it's not like you're going to be missing it off your recorder at home.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. So that's good. That's good. All right. Let's talk about some, light control options.
Okay.
Different types of light control. We can control them from our phone. We can control them from switches. Mm-hmm. What all is involved? You used to have to put in a special switch or something on top of the switch or plugged in underneath it or heaven only knows. I mean, Radio Shack, I used to have control boxes in my house and just because my husband was just crazy techno guy and we'd be able to shut lights off and on and it was great. Mm-hmm. But it was a nuisance to set it up.
It was great when it worked.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. That's that old X10 product. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And oh man, and he was an electrician, so he could take the, the receptacles apart or the switches apart and put in whatever he needed.
Yeah.
But the all lights on used to really get my attention.
Yes.
He hit all on it. Everything in the house would come on. And I thought, "What is going on?" So, all right, let's talk about it. What can we do?
Yep. So we have great relationships with several electrical companies in town.
Sure.
And so because the design and the platform is available, whether you need a plug-in module, whether you need to change a switch, whether you need to change a receptacle, whatever it is. So when you want that control, then it's going to need to be a different type of switch than what's already there.
Switch
or receptacle. So now we are... waiting for it to arrive, I believe. But, my wonderful partner, Doug, was online and found that there's now the radio frequency module that's just a little, almost looks like a little chip that can go in behind a switch.
See, I knew and it was so, coming. Yes.
So, yes. I'm telling you. So, hopefully those will be here soon and we can kind of start to experiment with those as well. Luckily, I mean, we're so blessed with a skill set level that maybe a lot of companies don't have, but with my side of the world background and Doug's side of the world background, there's not much we
It's a nice
Probably
compliment.
Can't do. So,
you do compliment each other quite nicely.
So we're always trying new things, but again, when it comes down to if it's a matter of we need to go in and start looking at replacing a bunch of switches and stuff like that. So we have some electrical contractors that we work with to be able to make sure that we're staying adherent to codes and all that good stuff.
All right. So just to I'm going to drill down just a little bit into the switches and the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a three-way
and
I have the light on, can I operate one of these controlled switches from a three-way switch?
So depending on the system that is being used, they kind of work and some of them have their different platforms that they work in. So we'll make sure everybody is clear that when it's a three-way switch, that means there's two light switches involved.
And one fixture, that makes three.
Right.
That's how
exactly.
You tell. Yes, I know. It took me a long time to figure that out. So a three-way is a light that has two switches.
That's right.
Okay.
So what happens is in the primary system we use, there is what's called a slave and then there is what's called a master. So you would put in the master switch at the load side, so where your power comes in, and then the other side of that, the other switch would be the slave.
Okay.
Now there are different ways that we can do that because they are electronics. Really anymore, you know, you used to talk about travelers and all these things.
Yeah.
Now it's just a matter of if you can get power to it, for the most part, you can go in and make the electronic side do what you want to do. So you can associate switches. For example, you could take switches on different legs for different areas and you can associate those together.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
So you actually have to program all this stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So there is some programming involved. Yes.
All right. So plugs. Let's talk about plugs and what's involved with controlling plugs. And so, why do I want to do that?
Yeah.
Amps,
and,
I assume.
Well, and same thing. And I haven't really seen the huge benefit of controlling the plug, but
unless it's a lamp.
Yeah, but then there's a module you can just plug in the regular outlet and plug the lamp in it. You know, there are, I mean, I'm sure scenarios in my head's just not thinking of them. I mean, we've got one on our display board.
Mm-hmm.
And so one side of it is controllable and one side is just regular plug. Because again, you don't want to take and control the whole thing.
Right. All right, so what you're talking about is actually physically changing the interior behind the cover plate of a plug versus using a plug-in module, which plugs into the receptacle, and then you take the plug from whatever you're trying to control and plug it into the module.
Correct.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
All right, so you're saying the module is just as nice and convenient as horsing around with the plug.
Yeah.
All right, that makes sense.
In my opinion, it's more convenient because the best part about the module is if I'm moving my lamp, if I want to move it somewhere else, I can just unplug it and move it somewhere
else. Awesome. Absolutely. All right, so what about light bulbs? Boy, light bulbs are just another Hulk.
They are. So now you can just buy the light bulb that has the technology built into it. And
really?
Yeah, so then you don't have to mess with any of that stuff.
And you can control that from your phone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I'm in now.
Absolutely.
I'm in now.
You want to know?
That's awesome.
I'll tell you what's really funny, though, is you can, I've seen one person do it, but they had one of those like hallway light fixtures where it has three light bulbs in it.
Okay. Yep.
And they put three Z-Wave controlled light bulbs in it.
No.
And then they could turn each light on and off as they wanted to. So
you can have a strobe light in your, well, maybe not a strobe, but something like it.
Well, I'm sure he did it to play around with just to kind of, you know, to goof. I'm like, yeah. But I mentioned but that is one of the limitations of that. So if you have a fixture that has multiple bulbs, that's probably not the best solution to put in a Z-Wave controlled bulb because it's only going to control one bulb. It won't control the whole fixture.
Are these LED bulbs?
They are.
They are.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Absolutely.
And they're long lasting.
Oh yeah.
Or does the Z-Wave change that?
No.
Awesome.
So they're your same typical LED technology built into it, and you know, the things people are doing.
You are so much fun to have in studio. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Final segment coming up with Scott Brokamp and his security when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Expand your network by exhibiting your business at the Knoxville Chamber's Schmoozapalooza, March 2nd from 4 to 7 at the Knoxville Expo Center. This Coney Island Boardwalk-themed bash provides a fun and casual atmosphere to market your business to more than 700 local business people. Exhibits in the Tabletop Expo are $200 for Knoxville Chamber members and $300 for non-members. To reserve your table today, visit KnoxvilleChamber.com.
Hello again, this is Matt White with White's Marbleworks. Over the years, we have had the opportunity to help thousands of people design the kitchen of their dreams or upgrade their existing home with our custom granite, marble, or quartz countertops. At the start of this new year, let us show what we can do for you. Give us a call or visit our showroom and see the hundreds of natural colors and patterns we offer. And with White's, you'll be dealing directly with the manufacturer. Give us a call today at 423-337-2138 or visit us on the web at whitesmarbleworks.com. White's Marbleworks, quality stone products since 1870.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC registered investment advisor.
Is your business expanding or moving to a new office space? If you need office furniture to fill your space, then you need Office Furniture Outfitters. Hi, this is Heather Harrington, and Office Furniture Outfitters can help your business grow without breaking your budget. They have a huge selection of new furniture options that can be delivered quickly, as well as used options that will offer you tremendous savings. Anything you need, Office Furniture Outfitters has you covered. Desks, chairs, conference tables, and cubicles. Let Office Furniture Outfitters take care of you. 1727 Grand Avenue or online at OFONox.com.
In the mood for a little afternoon delight?
Ooh.
We've got you covered. Halloran Hilton Hill weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer, and this is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, we talked about this a little bit ago, but we give out a lot of great information. And if you need to go back and hear that again, well, it's not too tough to do. All you go to do is go to newstalk987.com, newstalk987.com, go to weekend shows, click on Around the House, page down a little bit, and you will see the podcast that Adam Litton gratefully loads up for us after the show. And you can click on it by topic. And you'll be able to hear all the ditties that Scott has downloaded for us today. Ooh. And I'm so grateful. And I'm going to pick up this lingo. You watch and see.
All right. Hey, well, you're already, I mean, look, you're doing podcast, Dawn. I mean, come on.
Well, Adam's doing the podcast. I'm just having fun with it. But I do appreciate it. I really do. All right. Let's talk about, we just have to come back and we'll talk more about lighting. I want to talk about what to consider when you shop for a security system. Because, you know, I can get one at Costco again and put those little corners up and I'm good. Well, no, not really.
Yeah. We probably should have just started with this topic. We could have talked the whole show.
I know, right?
It's kind of like when you're looking for a general contractor. Mm-hmm. My suggestion is you always need to go to the Tennessee website and make sure that they're licensed.
Amen.
So, and much like in the world of contracting, there's different designations, there's different things that they are approved for. Mm. And same thing in the world of security. So what people don't typically know about my industry is that there are actually four different levels of certification in the state of Tennessee.
Wow.
So one of those is burglar alarm.
Okay.
That's only one. If you're going to do video surveillance, CCTV, as it is still known, they still call it closed caption television.
Really? But
because it is still, I mean, it's still a closed caption, closed circuit television. It's still, it's still in a closed circuit. But anyway, there is an additional license for that.
Okay.
So just because you own an alarm business and you have a license to do burglar alarm does not mean that you necessarily have a license or the ability to legally sell and install video surveillance systems.
Interesting.
Yes, it is very interesting, isn't it? And then there is fire alarm.
Okay.
So there is a separate, separate license. And so each one of these requires a different test to be passed.
Good.
To be able to have that designation. Mm-hmm. And then monitoring. So like your monitoring stations, if you have a monitoring station, you have to have the monitoring rider as well. So, one of the things that's one of them about us is that we actively participate and pay for three of those licenses. Mm-hmm. We have a monitoring station that we use that has that license, but actually, our designated person has the ability we could enact that in any time. So we are licensed mm-hmm. for burglar alarm, CCTV, and fire alarms.
I wouldn't want somebody that wasn't licensed for fire alarms installing a fire alarm, because if they don't know how to place it, it could cost you your life.
You're right. And you know what? It's wow. the same thing when you talk about security and burglar alarms, because very frequently with a burglar alarm system, we're big proponents of smoke detectors.
Yes.
And it's the same thing. You know, I walk into houses all the time, and NFPA standards talk about where these placements should be yes. for smoke detectors.
Mm-hmm. And they've changed.
They have. Mm-hmm. But it never surprises me. I'll walk into a brand new home and there will be one stuck in a corner, which by all standards is not where it needs to go.
No.
So there
that
you go.
Corner?
There's yeah, in a corner. Oh in a gosh. Corner. Up like on the ceiling in yeah, the corner yeah. where the smoke is gonna roll right over it. So, you know, there are minimum, you know, it needs to be a minimum escapes me at the moment. I think it's 18 inches or 16 inches out of that corner, because mm-hmm. as smoke goes, it rolls. So,
right.
So licensing, you know,
okay.
And like you said, you can go online, you can go to Costco, you can go wherever.
Well, what about the free, you know, we'll install this free and it's free equipment. And I think, I wonder what that looks like.
Yeah.
Or how, I know you're in the video surveillance and all that stuff business, so I get that,
right?
But I really just want you to honestly talk about some of this free equipment that we get
sure.
and what it won't do.
Right
Okay.
So you know, the one thing I always, there's a few things I always say when we come to that free mm-hmm. statement, and one of them is, first of all, is I'm not going to tell you I'm giving you anything for free, because I don't feel like I'm going to insult your intelligence, because my mother taught me a long time ago, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
But I always ask, if I'm doing business with a company who's giving me things for free, do I really expect that when I have a problem 2 years down the road that they're still going to be in business?
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be, there's something there, right? And so
you get what you pay for.
there are a lot of companies that they will, you know, I'm going to give you the equipment for free, but then what you need to look at is, what's my commitment level?
Right.
What are they doing? It's kind of like the cell phone, you know,
right.
and the industry is changing there. Used to be you'd go and they'd give you an $800 cell phone as long as you sign that 2-year agreement.
Right.
And so in the alarm industry, you have companies who are offering to do free security systems mm-hmm. and they're doing 60-month agreements.
Whoa.
Yes. Oh, yes. I did say 60, the same amount of term that you get when you buy a car. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's what they're signing you up for on your alarm system.
So it's the monitoring that they're really after.
Well, and so the monitoring is obviously a huge piece of that, but they're bumping up those rights to be able to compensate
sure.
for that equipment as
oh,
well.
Oh, you're paying for it somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, you can't. I'll never believe you're going to give it to me for free.
All right. Thank you for being here. Thanks for speaking truth in really honest
welcome.
Terms and simple terms, and then bringing us up to date on all the good video stuff that's going on with his security and just in general. I'm glad that you continue on with your education and your company does, is just a great job. Just a great job.
Well, so thank you.
Thanks for being with me.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Next week is the Kitchen Master Series. You can join us by going to kitchenmasterseries.com. Friedman's Appliances is hosting a remodeling workshop for homeowners that are interested in kitchen remodeling. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things kitchen next Saturday from 9 to 11 at Friedman's Appliances Showroom. Go to kitchenmasterseries.com. That's it for us today. Go Vols. Today and tomorrow, both the guys and the gals are playing this weekend. Don't forget to tune in. And we will have more coming up next weekend with Kitchen Master Series and Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKF.
Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep. He can't hang around. In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually.
never slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Tune in next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
These days, news happens fast. When it does, depend on the news team at News Talk 98.7 WOKI. Adam Litton.
Employment growth was up over 2%.
Catherine Howell.
At least three people were killed after...
And Bob Yarbrough.
President Obama and Congress at odds...
Make up East Tennessee's largest and most experienced radio news team. When it comes to news stories that matter to you, we've got you covered on News Talk 98.7. WOKI.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Knoxville? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Knoxville area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Knoxville is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-939-4700. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-939-4700. That's 1-800-939-4700.
Paid for by Fortune Builders.
We're here with Marty Bass of Brothers Bedding. Tell us your story.
We make our own mattresses, you know, right here in Knoxville. On our delivery service, we call you the evening before, usually around dinner time, and let you know what hour we'll be there. And it's custom made just for you. And oh, by the way, it's made the night before we deliver it to you the following day. So it's fresh, right out of the oven.
Brothers Bedding, home of the two-sided mattress. To find out more, check out brothersbedding.com.
This is David Brewster with Aqua Clear Water Systems, and you know you got hard water, but for just around a dollar a day, the hard water gets softened away with a professional whole house water softener from Aqua Clear Water Systems. So soften your water and eliminate those water spots on your granite countertops and showers. It's so affordable for around a dollar a day, so don't delay. Call 865-986-4234 or sign up at our website, aquaclearws.com. That's aquaclearws.com.